The goal of this example is to assign some addresses to various pointers, and then to output those pointers to the console window. Recall that a pointer stores an address, so the output should be an address. On a 32-bit system, a pointer is a 32-bit value. The first thing this program does is initialize some variables of various types. The next three lines initialize corresponding pointers to those variables. That is, the variables are assigned the addresses of the initial variables. Note the use of the address of operator. Incidentally, note that the type of a pointer and the type it points to must match up correctly. For example, a float pointer must point to a float type variable. Next, the variable values are outputted to the console, which is not very interesting. The last three output lines are the lines we are interested in. These lines output the value stored in the pointer. Note, from the console output, that pointers are outputted in hexadecimal. We'll talk about that more in a later chapter. For now, it's just a 32-bit value that denotes an address. So again, to reiterate, the purpose of this is to show that a pointer is a variable used to store the address of another variable.